DOJ has not, however, modified its corporate enforcement policy that requires cooperating companies to disgorge any ill-gotten profits. In the Liberty Mutual case, DOJ required the company to pay $4.7 million in disgorgement. And I think DOJ is unlikely to eliminate this requirement, but may seek ways to relax the interpretation or application of disgorgement in specific circumstances. This is a key issue to watch as DOJ continues to resolve FCPA cases.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome, everybody. Michael Volkoff here for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. We're going to talk today about the FCPA, believe it or not. Listed as dead or listed as moribund, let's just say this. The recent developments is the more things change, the more things are the same. The old adage comes to play. So we're going to go through two issues. First, in the first FCPA declination under the Trump administration, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company paid $4.7 million in disgorgement and received a declination letter from the Department of Justice, totally in accordance with DOJ's corporate enforcement policy. While DOJ has issued new guidance on FCPA enforcement reflecting its revised priorities, DOJ's declination does not reference or incorporate any ideas from the guidance. Instead, DOJ's declination reinforces DOJ's recent policy pronouncement encouraging and incentivizing voluntary disclosures and cooperation. The Justice Department has all but guaranteed that any company choosing that route will earn a declination. DOJ has not, however, modified its corporate enforcement policy that requires cooperating companies to disgorge any ill-gotten profits. In the Liberty Mutual case, DOJ required the company to pay $4.7 million in disgorgement. And I think DOJ is unlikely to eliminate this requirement, but may seek ways to relax the interpretation or application of disgorgement in specific circumstances. This is a key issue to watch as DOJ continues to resolve FCPA cases. Now, as explained by DOJ in its declination letter, from 2017 to 2022, Liberty Mutual, yes, the global insurance company, paid bribes in India totaling approximately $1.47 million to officials at six state-owned banks. And what were they seeking? They wanted, and they made these bribery payments to get referrals of bank customers to Liberty Mutual's insurance products. Liberty Mutual employees took steps to conceal the true nature of payments, including booking the payments as marketing expenses and using third-party intermediaries to make the payments to the officials. In total, the bribery scheme resulted in the revenue of approximately $9.2 million and profits of approximately $4.7 million. Now, applying DOJ's corporate enforcement policies factors, DOJ found the following. First, Liberty Mutual's timely and voluntary self-disclosure of the misconduct to the fraud section in March 2024, which was identified during an internal investigation that was still ongoing at the time of the disclosure. Two, Liberty Mutual's full and proactive cooperation in this matter, including its provision of all known relevant facts regarding the misconduct, including information regarding the individuals involved, and its agreement to continue to cooperate with any ongoing government investigations and any prosecutions that have resulted or might result in the future. Three, the nature and seriousness of the offense. Four, Liberty Mutual's timely and appropriate remediation, including the company's early and fulsome acceptance of responsibility, its thorough and systematic root cause analysis, and the company's separation from personnel involved in the misconduct. 5, Liberty Mutual's significant improvements to its compliance program and internal controls, including enhanced vetting, monitoring, and oversight of payments to third parties throughout its global markets, structural reorganization coupled with increased legal and compliance resources, and the implementation of enhanced compliance policies, including with respect to use of social media and ephemeral messaging applications for business purposes. 6, the absence of aggravating circumstances. And 7, the fact that Liberty Mutual agreed to disgorge the amount of its ill-gotten gains. So a pretty standard declination letter, worth talking about, though, in the Trump administration context with the new corporate enforcement policy and their new FCPA guidance. The more things change, the more things stay the same. This could have been 5 years ago, 3 years ago, the same kind of resolution. The second issue I wanted to touch base on is the recent indictment of 2 individuals in Texas, allegedly, who were bribing Pemex to obtain lucrative contracts. An indictment was recently released in the Southern District of Texas, that being Houston, charging 2 Mexican businessmen for their roles in an alleged bribery scheme to retain and obtain business related to Pemex, the state-owned oil company of Mexico, and PEP, Pemex's wholly owned exploration and production subsidiary. The defendants, foreign nationals residing in the U.S., are alleged to have bribed Mexican officials in order to rig the bidding process to secure millions of dollars of lucrative contracts and other advantages. This indictment was announced by the Justice Department's Criminal Division as yet another attempt to rein in corrupt officials who were engaging in bribery for personal gain to the detriment of the fair market. According to court documents, Ramon Alexandro Rosa Martinez, 46 years old, of the Woodlands, Texas, a Mexican citizen and U.S. lawful permanent resident, and Mario Alberto Avila Lizarraga, 61, of Spring, Texas, a Mexican citizen and U.S. lawful permanent resident, together with others, allegedly conspired to pay and offered to pay at least $150,000 in bribes to officials at Pemex and PEP in order to obtain and retain business for companies associated with Rovi Rosa, that being Mr. Martinez. Between at least 2019 and continuing into at least 2021, Rovi Rosa Avila and their co-conspirators allegedly offered to pay and paid bribes in the form of luxury goods, including from Louis Vuitton and Hublot, I don't know what that is, and cash payments and other valuable items to at least 3 Pemex and PEP officials in exchange for those officials taking certain actions to help companies associated with Rovi Rosa's business to obtain and retain business with Pemex and PEP. These improper advantages helped companies associated with Rovi Rosa obtain contracts with Pemex and PEP worth at least $2.5 million. Roviosa and Avila are each charged with 1 count of conspiracy to violate the FCPA and 3 substantive violations of the FCPA. If convicted, each defendant faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison for each count. And obviously, that would be determined by the judge in accordance with the sentencing guidelines as an advisory. So, interesting case here because, again, DOJ has highlighted under the Trump administration the need to go after individuals in FCPA cases. And here we have just such an example. So we'll keep tabs on this, but these 2 things, 2 latest developments, are sort of the first picture of what the FCPA might look like. But we've got a long way to go in terms of other types of cases that regularly come up in this area. So we'll stay on top of this. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkoff, go to volkovlaw.com.